It is Talk About, and Sally's joined me, and we're having a natter about other motorists and the kind of things that they do. And it's always difficult in a car because, of course, it's non-verbal communication. You can't chat with each other. You can't discuss stuff. It's just in the moment, and you've tried to guess what other people are thinking, what they're doing. Sally, what kind of stuff confuses you or maybe gets to you when you're on the road?
When I'm driving along and you suddenly hear somebody honk their horn and yes. You think, was that me?
Yeah.
Did I do something wrong? And you can't even acknowledge or apologise because you actually don't know if it's you or not.
That's the other. See, here's the other confusing thing about being in a car. No verbal communication.
No.
As you say, you hear. And then when you can't see around you why they were, who it was for, you're still thinking, well, is that for me then? Or
yeah.
And then I suppose all the other motorists in the queue with you are also all thinking, well, was that for me? Everybody's thinking the same thing, aren't they, really?
Yeah. So it causes just great confusion. Maybe we need those little kind of ticker tape things, those little things that they have outside shops now, you know,
oh,
that
yeah.
say, buy your newspapers here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'd like to say it would say, thank you for letting me out. But somehow I feel as though most people would use it for negative messages.
I think so. I think it would be, yeah. I think it would be probably naughty words.
Yes, and it would be misused.
Yeah, I think so. I think if, I mean, would that be a great thing if we could type it out and then it displayed on an LED either in front of our car for people behind or people in front on the front windscreen. But you're right, I think it would I think there'd be some naughty words on there,
yeah.
to be honest.
And of course we've got a future of driverless cars coming, haven't we?
Yeah.
So there'll be no problem with that in the future. There
no.
won't be any pulling out or cutting up because we'll all just be in a long line going from A to B.
A polite line where the car is driving for us, we're sat in the passenger seat. It's all going to be a polite affair in the future.
Yeah,
just
I hope
everybody
so.
Just ambling along there and in a nice way. And of course, the thing is, nobody's driving, so nobody can be to blame for anything.
No.
Well, apart from the machines.
Yes.
And that's great because we can take out our answer back.
No, exactly. Like the sat navs who, when you take a wrong turn, they don't go, you stupid person. They just go, okay, we're going this way now, are we?
But do you find yourself having a conversation with it? So what it says is, do a U-turn as soon as possible. And you're like, I can't do a U-turn. I'm on a motorway. And you're actually having a conversation with a piece of metal, a piece of equipment, basically.
That's what happens when you put a voice to a piece of equipment, you see. As soon as you put a voice on it, it makes it personal.
We humanise it.
Yeah.
But maybe
that's
a good thing because we can shout at it and we can take it out, but nobody's offended.
No, that's right.
The machine is not offended by that.
So you're taking it out on your machine rather than the person in front.
Absolutely. I think it is quite good. You can vent it on that thing when it says the U-turn is the worst one because it's normally telling you to do it in a busy road or a dual carriageway where, of course, there's a crash barrier.
Yeah.
And you can't do it and it would be foolish to do it anyway.
So you have to go 20 miles out of your way to go down to the next junction.
And come all the way back again. And thank you, sat-nav. I mean, it would be good. Maybe it needs to start having conversations with us and maybe to make us feel more relaxed, maybe it should apologise.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe we're so, in other words, we shout at it and say, I can't turn round here. And it says,
sorry.
I'm sorry, I've offended you. Can I be of any further assistance?
Somehow I can't imagine that. Maybe they should provide a sat-nav with a punch bag so you can just have a punch bag in the middle of your car as well.
Just belt it. Then you would arrive in a relaxed way and you've taken it out on the punch bag.
Yeah.
You've taken it out on the sat-nav. You're not so inclined to take out on the motorist.
That's right.
So I think there should be added a kind of a bit like you used to have those squeezy balls.
Oh, yes.
That you could kind of squeeze. You'd see them on an office desk if people get wound up. This would be the equivalent for the driver.
Yeah. A punch bag.
A punch bag. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so we've been talking about the kind of things that might improve your driving experience, including a punch bag in the car.